This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Hello, welcome to tonight's Halacha Shir. Tonight's topic in Halacha is Chanifa. Chanifa means flattery. And surprisingly, Halacha has a lot to say about that. I doubt we'll cover much in tonight's short Halacha slot, so maybe we will revisit it on another occasion. But it is connected to this week's Parsha. If you look at the handout, the first box, if you're listening online, please email me as ever, j.golker@gmail.com, and I'll send you the sheet. The Pasuk says in the second of this week's two parashas, Parashas Maaseh, "V'lo sachanifu es ha'aretz asher atem bo." You should not corrupt the land upon which you live. Says the Sifri on this Pasuk, "Hare zu azhora lechanifim." This is an azhora, a warning. This is the source, a negative prohibition, not to be over the love of chanifa, of flattering. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the Sefer Yireim, Arishon, he brings this as the Azhara, and he says, he defines it as follows. Kol hashomea dovar avlo. Anyone who hears a despicable thing, v'she'ena hogan, or something which is inappropriate, oroya dovar ra, or he witnesses something which is wrong, v'omer toivu, and he says, hey, it's okay, it's good. That is considered chanifa. So chanifa would be flattery. You witness something which is wrong, and you say that it's okay, it's good, don't worry. That's how the Sefer Yireim defines it. Now, the Urcha Sadikim, the classic Musa work, he breaks it down into nine sections. There isn't time, of course, to do all of it. But the first two, I think, are very relevant to what I want to discuss. Chanifa, if you look in the next box, Nechlekes Letisha Chalokim. Chanifa is categorized into nine sections. Harishon, the first one is Mishahu Makir B'Chaveiroi Shehu Rosha V'Ramai. Someone who knows that his friend is wicked, he's crooked. Ubaze B'Machaniflei. And someone comes along and flatters him. Not that he praises him for what he did, but rather he says, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong in that which you did. By doing this, there are many averus, many penalties. One is, first of all, the person should have given teichacha. You witness wrong behavior. One has an obligation to give teichacha, to reprove him, to tell him that this is not the way to behave. Not only does he not mechia, he doesn't give him musa, he doesn't reprove him. But he just says to him, you didn't do anything wrong. And he sort of supports evil doing. You're giving a stumbling block in front of him. Because he's going to continue. He's not going to have any incentive to do tshuva. So that is the first category of what is flattery according to the Urcha Sadikim. You're not sort of condoning it in a positive way by saying it's great what you did. But you're just saying to him, lo pa'al to'ov and mashal sita. You didn't do anything wrong. And that causes many problems in its wake. Hasheni, the second category, says the Urcha Sadikim, hachon of hameshabeach rasha. He praises him and says, b'fonav eshle b'fonav, whether it's in front of him or not, v'afa pishal yatzti koso ha'maisav ha'roim, and Yoma Bastam Ishtovu is a good man. He may be a balavera, he may be doing horrible, terrible things, but you're saying he's a good man. That is also called chanifa, that is called flattery. So that is the definition of flattery. You're condoning somehow wrong behavior. Now, the interesting makar for this is a Gemara in Sota. It's a Mishnah in Sota, as expounded in the Gemara. The Mishnah in Sota and Daf Mem Aleph says the following, Parshas Hamelech Ketzat. The Gemara talks about Hakel. Hakel takes place on the Motzei Yontov of the year after Shemitah. So in other words, Motzei Yontov Rishon, the Motzei Yontov, the first day of Sukkot, in Eretz Yisrael, of course, is one day. So this is the first night of Chol HaMoed, on the Sukkot after a Shemitah year. Everyone assembled in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would erect the Bima Shel Eitz, a wooden platform, and the king would sit and he would read portions of the Torah. Says the Mishnah, Agrippas Hamelech Omad v'kibel v'karva oimet. As opposed to other melachim who would sit, only a melech is allowed to sit in the Mokum Hamikdosh, but as opposed to other kings who would sit, Agrippas would stand. Now, who is Agrippas? Agrippas was, there are two Agrippases actually in Tanakh. One was a grandson of Hurdus Hamelech, King Herod, and one was his son. And Rashi sort of implies that actually this was the great grandson of Hurdus Hamelech, of King Herod. And he, although his mother was Jewish, his father had more of a murky background. He was from Beis Chashmonoi, he was an Eved, and therefore he was illegitimate to be the king. And yet, the Shabchuhu Chachomim, the Chachomim praised him for this pious action that he stood when he read, when he received the Torah, when he read in front of Klal Yisrael at Hakel. When he got to the Pasuk, which condemned him by saying that he's not allowed, he's not legitimate to be the Melech, Zolgu Einov Demois, he started crying. Omru Loi, they said to him, Al Tisyore, Agrippas Achinuato Achinuato, don't worry, Agrippas, you are our brother, you are our brother. So they were flattering him. Says the Gemara on that, Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Nosson, but Isa Shah, Nischaivu Sene Yisrael Kalia. Klal Yisrael, it's a euphemism. They're not the haters of Klal Yisrael, it means Klal Yisrael themselves were worthy of destruction. Shehechenifu Lele Agrippas, because they flattered Agrippas. Now, explain, and Rashi explains what I just told you. Now, there are lots of spin-off discussions over here, but the first discussion is, what about flattery in a dangerous situation? What about flattering someone who, if you don't flatter him, it may cause you either physical harm or financial harm? So Tosfos on the spot over here says, Yesh lefarish shenlo b'mokum sakono. There clearly was no danger. If there's any danger involved, then Chanifa is allowed. And indeed, the Sefer Yireim, which I quoted above, he actually adds the words that when he condones this bad behavior, it says he's silent. It's not silent because he's just silent. It's Einas Shreisik Metech Yira Lomi Gufa Vememoinai and Metech Rosha Levavo. In other words, if he were to be silent because of physical harm or financial pressure, he doesn't say anything, or he might have to face a loss, then that would be okay. But if he's just doing it without any other reason, that's when Chanifa is. But if there's a financial problem or a dangerous situation, then it would be okay. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah in the Siman Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Kotten Dalet, there's a beautiful Mishnah Berurah who talks about all the various mitzvahs and isurim and challenges of going to work and the opportunities. Anyway, it's a long Sif in the Mishnah Berurah. But just one line, he says, bearing on what we're talking about, he says, "Miu in misyare shelo yargenu mutalei lo meyofo siso afilu avar avera." If you're worried that this person might harm you, then it's allowed to praise and to flatter this person. Okay, the Rabbeinu Yona disagrees, interestingly, and he says in the next box, "Chayev ha'adam limser atzmo lesakon." A person must put himself into danger to avoid flattering. Better to put yourself into danger than actually to be over the love of flattering. So there's an interesting machlekas, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yona, regarding whether or not you're allowed to flatter in a dangerous situation. Now, just for the last few minutes, let's just focus on one particular question, and this perhaps is where this halacha could have a lot of relevance in contemporary life. Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked the following very, very interesting question. There was a doctor in a certain Rav's community who was a very upstanding, fine person. He helped the community. Moshe describes him as a Baal Midas. That was how he was no doubt described to Moshe. He gave tzedakah, and he was a doctor who helped and serviced the Kehillah, and he was very needed by the Kehillah. One downside, he married out. He married a Nochriya, he married a non-Jewish woman, a Nochris. And therefore the Rav in the shul wanted to know, what do I do? On one hand, I want to honor him because he's an asset to the community and he really does help out and we would need him. But on the other hand, we don't want to condone his acts which we're not so proud of. The fact that he's married Rachman and his son, he's married a non-Jewish woman. So what to do? And to add sort of a bit of spice to the whole question, they say that his mother It was an old lady. She was showing the Torah mitzvahs. And they were worried that whilst the mother was alive, the son would still be connected to the shul. But if the mother were to pass away, then there wouldn't be much connecting this son to the shul. And therefore, they wanted to sort of bring him in and to honor him and to sort of reach out in order that he would sort of continue in a more longer term way with the shul. So what to do? So emotion, again, is a longer tshuva, but I just want to pick out a few points. Look at the second paragraph in paragraph 5. V'hinei ikka hanidin bazeh, the main issue over here, mishum issa chanifa, is that of the issa of flattering person. She'yesh bo b'mesh yechabdu esu b'dvarim, she'eim in haroi lechabit balaveira kazu. One shouldn't really flatter and honor someone who is a balaveira, who's committed this serious crime. The mitzad etzem inyan pesichas v'segiras haorin. You want to give the person pesicha? So opening and closing the oren, there's no issa if the person opening the Aron HaKodesh for Anim Zmiris or for Kriyas HaTorah, there's no issa. Va'af likra l'Torah im hurak balaveir l'te'ovein leke issa be'etzem. And so too, imeina kofa. If the person is, you want to give the person naliyah, can you give naliyah to balaveira? Says Ramesha, if the person is doing the avera l'te'ovein, because of his own personal desires, if he eats treif, because he just loves eating treif, if he marries this Gentile woman because of his own taiva, so then, be'etzem, there's no issa in calling him up, unless he's a kofer, unless he denies the validity of Torah min hashamayim, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. Aside, if it's not that, then there's no actual issa. However, he says, lahachanif, but in Yonim Eilu, we've got a problem. Can you be machanif this person to praise and to honor him in a shul when he's clearly done things which are not allowed? So if you jump a few paragraphs, here we go. But to flatter him and to honor him in matters lo mashehu maskim lo hisurim v'dvorim haroim shayse, where we're not condoning the evil things that he's doing. Rather, we're just honoring him because he's a good man, he helps out the community, he gives tzedakah, etc. Efsha sheleka isaklal, then perhaps that would be different. So if it's clear for people to see that we're giving him a kibbud in shul because he does service and help the community, but not that we're condoning a particular thing that he does wrong, then says Ramosha, perhaps. And if you look at the last paragraph, it says that if the Rav and the president and the committee of the shul see Sorech Godl, a great need, like a hal or ansheir, shechabdu oso beizadov beisak meses, that there is a need to honor him, as per the case over here or similar. Then, for example, the psichas for segiras or mechadoma by giving him psicha or something like that, then he would allow. Ramosha would say that it's okay. Aval lekriyas haTorah in lahatzim mitam shekusav tilel, but kriyas haTorah would be different, as he describes earlier on in the tshuva. So there we have it. It's an interesting tshuva of Rav Moshe, condoning and flattering a person who is a balaveira. If it's clear that we're doing it and we're condoning his untoward behavior, that would be a problem. But if we're just doing it where it's possible to differentiate, we want to honor and to give thanks to this individual for what he does to the killer, but you're not specifically condoning his activity, then that might be okay. Now, regarding just one final point, regarding positive type of flattery, what about a husband whose wife brings on a new dress, puts on a new item of clothing, and she wants his opinion? Can he flatter her? What about a delicious supper that was prepared? What about a Talmud flattering the Rav who gave the shir? Or what about the Rav who wants to flatter his Talmidim? Well, how does that work? So says the Urcha Sadikim in the bottom box, it's a person who should flatter his wife. It enhances Shalom Bayis. Another example, the person is praying, he lent you money, so then you can flatter him, that he shouldn't press you for money. The rabbi, for your person's rebbe, it's a mitzvah gedola to flatter your students. That was a great question. Well done for coming, whatever it may be. And friends, because that way you're creating a relationship, and you know that other things that may be said down the line will be better received. sheyishvalu lekayem mitzvos, and so to anybody else, praising them, praise goes a long, long way. Because if you come in heavy, if you get angry, then he's not going to listen to you. But if you do it with flattering and more sort of with a more gentle way, then he will. And he concludes, quoting the pasuk in Koheles, "Divrei chachamim benachas nishmoim." The words of the wise are heard if they're said over in gentle fashion. So chanifa is a very interesting topic. There's loads more to say. And perhaps we can revisit this on another occasion. But in short, what have we said? It's connected to this week's parasha, because in Parashas Maaseh it says, Lo sachanifu es ha'oretz, says the Sifri, brought by the Yireim. This is the Makara, this is an Azhara, not to flatter. The definition of flattery, that says the Yireim, is to listen, or you witness or hear about some untoward behavior, and you sort of condone it in some way. The Ruach HaSadikim differentiates between several categories, 9 categories of chanifa. And the first one is that when you see bad behavior, you say, Lo po'al ta'ov v'mashu sita, you didn't do anything wrong. Or you praise the person by saying, Ish tov, who is a good man. We came across the case of Agrippas HaMelech. And then we discussed flattery in dangerous situations. Tosfos, the Sefer Yireim, and indeed the Mishnah Berurah all say that in situations of danger, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, you are allowed to flatter. The Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees and says that the chayev odom nimser atzman sakana. Then we have the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that if it's clear that you can differentiate between just praising the person and not specifically condoning the act, then certain kibudin may be allowed. And lastly, some positive flattery regarding a husband to a wife, or indeed a wife to a husband, or whatever it may be, a Rebbe to a Talmud or vice versa, then that would be allowed. But perhaps to revisit, because there's actually so much more to say, but I think we'll leave the Chanukah there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.